The place for talk on the internet. This is TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. We always have a wonderful program for you each week, and you can call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT. Today we're talking about financial freedom and financial balance, particularly for women. You know, the landscape has changed for women over the years. Women's attitudes towards money and investing has changed. And, you know, studies have shown that even though there are fears, women's economic clout and knowledge about financial matters has really grown significantly. Women have become superpowers in influencing spending and purchasing. And actually, women control over half of the personal wealth in this country and are responsible for two-thirds of the spending. So that says really an awful lot. It's also a sobering fact that 90% of today's women are or will be totally responsible for their finances at some point in their life. So whether you're just getting started or you're family focused or near the prime in your life or you're suddenly single or you're retiring, we have a great show with a woman who is a financial advisor who works with women. My guest today is Betsy Kuhns. She is a financial advisor with Lighthouse Financial Group, an office of MetLife. We're talking about how to achieve financial independence at all stages of a woman's life, from getting started to retirement, including budgeting and setting goals. Welcome, Betsy.
Hello, Patricia. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Why did you decide, Betsy, to primarily focus on women?
Well, Patricia, all my life I've been surrounded by very strong women, and either genetically or by choice. My grandmother was a suffragette. She worked in the garment industry in New York. And my mother went to college. She worked in commercial real estate for 20 years. And I went to a small women's college where I really developed a sense of self. So I've seen in my past women who've had tremendous strength, and I've seen in my present women who, through adversity, have really changed their obstacles into opportunities, as you say so well on your show.
Thank you. Betsy, have you found, and you've been doing this a while now, have you found over the past 10 years that it's changed, even in 10 years that it's changed, that women's attitudes and responsibilities have changed?
Well, of course, there's, as you stated, there's more people today, women today, are responsible through death, disability, divorce, for their finances.
Yes.
They have to take control. So it's really the steps that we take to enable them to have control of their finances that are so important. You talk on your show a lot about a healthy lifestyle, and I try to achieve a healthy financial lifestyle for my clients. I look at myself as a motivator or coach, just as you would hire a trainer for your exercise.
So when you sit with someone, when someone comes to you, my guess would be that you don't just say, okay, how much money do you have in the bank? What do you want to do with it? But my guess would be that if we're looking at balance, that you would really ask them about their lifestyle and what their goals are.
That is very important, Patricia. And one of the questions that I ask is, and it's very simple, what is important about money to you? And the answers are myriad. For every client, I may have a different answer. And that helps me explain to them the steps that they can take to achieve those values and those goals.
Betsy, let me ask you, is there a common answer to that? When you ask what does money mean to you, is there one thing you hear more than another thing?
Well, the first thing they say is security to pay my bills. But then we take it a step further. You know, why is that important? And most of the time we find out if, or I find out if someone wants to save for retirement, leave a legacy, really what their goals and values are, and that, or give to a charity, you know, that may be a goal. And then it's always easier if you have a goal in mind to take the steps necessary.
I find when, if I were asked that question, my number one answer would be freedom. That to me, money gives you the freedom to do the things that you really want to do.
That's correct. That's very true. Although today the single most worry or fear women have, and you mentioned fear, is to save for retirement. We are, the changes that have come in the last few years, we are not as equipped as our mothers were to save for retirement.
And why is that, Betsy?
Well, they went into retirement with many times a spousal Social Security benefit, affordable private health care insurance in addition to Medicare, a pension, either theirs or their husband's, and a deed to a mortgage-free home. Today's women do not have that luxury.
Is that because of the high divorce rate? Is that because just that they're not in jobs where they, over 30 years that they used to be, you know, where they were more entrepreneurial? What's the reason for that?
All of the above, Patricia. It's, I think they say the average person has seven jobs in their lifetime, which will mean, and pensions are a thing of the past. People are using equity in their homes, especially today,
yes,
to, make changes in their lives, whether that is an entrepreneurial spirit, start a new business. There are 8 million women who are small business owners in the country today.
8 million.
Yes, yes. So those women are going to be independent, not necessarily have medical insurance. Another thing in the past.
All right. So let's go. Someone's sitting in front of you. Then they have their first session. So the first thing you do is you ask them what money means to them, and then do you ask them what their goals are or what they see in the next 5 years? Where do you go from there?
Well, I do a complete fact find. In other words, find out all about their statistics. And that helps me understand the next step, which is budgeting.
And when you say statistics, that means the monies that they have, The investments they have,
their salary, their age, the number of children they have, do they own their own home, what life insurance they have, do they have an attorney, do they have a will, a trust, so important today. And that's one of my first questions, whether it's with a very young couple or someone who is just going into retirement.
Okay. And now once you assess all that, then what's next?
Well, the one question many people say to me, well, I don't have any money to invest. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm ever going to save for retirement. And we do a budget. We set a budget so that many times they'll say, how many times a week do you go out to dinner? Very popular today. But, of course, that blows any budget that you may have, as you and I know. The next thing is, what do you spend on frivolous things? Of course, what's frivolous to me may not be frivolous to someone else, but, we talk about the latte factor. How much do you spend for a latte every day? How much do you spend for coffee and a donut?
Well, I don't think people want to know that. I mean, I was thinking about that, Betsy. If you had a latte or a coffee every day, for 5 days.
That's right.
And we're looking at least $5, right?
Right.
Approximately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's $25 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $100 a month times 12 is $1,200 a year.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that is something to invest. Another statistic, which is sobering, is that if a person starts at age 22 to save $500 a year, and they stop saving 9 years later at age 30, they'll have saved $4,500. They started at 22. The value by age 65, assuming a 7% interest rate, is $68,000.
By just saving, how much did you say, $500?
A year.
A year, which really is not a lot, because if you break that up in 2 weeks,
it still allows you a latte.
That's true. That's true. That's only $10 a week.
So the sooner you start.
Isn't that right? Isn't that only $10 a week?
That's right. That's right.
Something like that.
Right.
It's not very much.
No, and the sooner you start saving, the better.
I want to talk about that for a minute, because I have often felt, for me, it's much easier if I have forced savings, if I don't see that money. Mm-hmm. And is that something that you help clients with as well? And do you find that's common, where people would rather have it put away somewhere so that, you know, it's not in front of them?
Well, we call it pay ourselves first, pay yourself first. And one of the first questions I'll say is to someone is, do they have a 401k at work? Is there a matching? Because that comes right out of your pay, you don't even see it. If you can put in 3% and the company matches 3%, you're doubling your money before you even start. And that is the money that can grow into retirement. Now, many times I'll sit down with clients and I'll say, well, show me your 401k. And they will show me what it is and we'll look at it, and I'll help them understand exactly what they are investing in. Because sometimes they don't understand and they don't get help. And that's so important, because that's the money that really needs to grow for retirement.
Well, here's the other question though, Betsy, and that is, how do you know how aggressive or non-aggressive to be? How do you know whether to put the money into stocks or bonds or IRAs or mutual funds? Or how do you know? Does it depend upon age and risk tolerance?
Well, that's a really, really good question, Patricia. And that's the advantage of sitting down with someone who understands you, understands your goals, understands your risk, what we call risk tolerance. Are you a risky person, or are you not a risky person? Are you conservative? Because only in understanding the person can you advise someone. And because there are, you need to know how long they are going to put this money away before they're going to start using it, and what we call the tolerance for risk-taking.
All right. Now, Betsy, if people want to ask you some questions or write to you, how would people find out more about the work that you're doing to help women achieve financial balance in their lives?
They can either call me at 401-243-8826, or they can email me at ekuhns@metlife.com. And another thing, Patricia, it's so important that people get organized, women get organized.
All right, and we're going to talk about that right after the break. We're going to talk about organization and more about how we can achieve financial balance in our lives. My guest today is Betsy Kuhns, a financial advisor with Lighthouse Financial Group, an office of MetLife. And we're talking about achieving financial independence at all stages of a woman's life, from getting started to retirement, including budgeting and setting goals. You're listening to Positive Living, and you can certainly call us after the break. We would love to hear from you today. Just call us at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT. And we'd love to hear from you. Betsy can certainly address your questions. And you can log into my website, which is at this moment under reconstruction, but it's there. And I'd love to hear from you. You can write to me. And you can write to me at patricia@raskinresources.com. And again, the number to call for Talk Zone, if you'd like to call in and ask a question to Betsy, is 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.